Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the teaching pastors here at LifePoint. We're in a current devotional series in this Lent season, and talking today about apathy towards God. I think apathy is one of those things that can kind of creep in subtly. It's not something that often we think, you know what, I'm going to be intentional about being apathetic toward God or apathetic in my relationship with God. I don't think it happens intentionally. Instead, it happens gradually. I think we tend to drift a little bit in our relationship with God. We drift over time, and it's often kind of small, subtle decisions that one day we wake up and go, you know, I'm feeling more apathetic in my relationship with God. I think there's times, you know, every relationship has seasons. Every relationship have ebbs and flows. And our relationship with God, I think, is very similar. There's times that we feel very close to God. There's times that we feel very sure of our relationship with Him and our identity in Him. And I think there's other times that we feel insecure and we don't really know what's going on. Sometimes we feel disoriented. And one of those times that I think is most disorienting in our relationship with God that can kind of lead to some apathy is when we face difficulty and suffering. And that was really the heart of the message on Sunday from Romans 8 at the Lewis Center campus. We talked about how all of us are inevitably going to face suffering. And one of the ways that we kind of avoid that slide into apathy with our relationship with God is through our relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's through our relationship with God, and namely the Holy Spirit, that kind of helps us avoid an apathetic posture towards God. Let me tell you what I mean by that. It says that the Holy Spirit knows what we are feeling and knows what we're thinking and intercedes for us with God on our behalf with God, even when we don't have the words to pray. And I love how that picture of the Holy Spirit and what He does for us fuels our fire to be closer to God and pursue Him and kind of staves off apathy in our life. When Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit, one of the things that's just fascinating to me that He said to His disciples before He left was, I have to go away so that the Spirit of God can come to you. And Jesus said, it's actually better for you if I go away. That's a fascinating thought to me. Jesus Himself is saying, it's better if I go away. And it just, it doesn't make any sense. How can Jesus going away from us be good for us? And the whole point Jesus made is it's better because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. And why that is better is because Jesus is saying through the Holy Spirit, I can be with you guys all the time, not just geographically in one location, but I can indwell you. The Holy Spirit can indwell you all the time. So literally you have God not only with you, but you have God inside of you. And God inside of you is way better than God beside you, like geographically Jesus in one place. Jesus knew because He was human, He had a physical limitation to be in one place at one time while He was on the earth. But through the Holy Spirit, every Christian has God inside of them. It's absolutely incredible. I love what the passage says in Romans 8, where even when we don't have the words to say, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, that He knows the mind of God and He knows our hearts. And even when we don't have the words, the Holy Spirit is conveying what is going on in our hearts to God. And I love that so much because I think there's just times where it's hard to find the words. It's hard to pray. And look, if you can pray, you should absolutely pray. But here's the comfort for those of us who are Christians. When you don't have the words to pray, you don't have to be ashamed because you have an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who is inside of you, who is praying for you, interceding for you. He knows your heart and can convey that better to the heart of God than honestly any of our words ever could. I hope you're encouraged by this thought today. I'm going to pray for us and then give you a moment to pray. But I hope you'll come back later in the week for more episodes of the DriveCast. Lord, thank you so much that you didn't just come to this earth to walk a mile in our shoes in the person of Jesus, but you have then given us your Holy Spirit to live with us and inside of us. God, that shows that you don't just see what we experience and you don't just feel what we're feeling, but you experience every joy, every pain, every struggle right there with us because your Holy Spirit indwells us. Lord, may this light a fire in our hearts that protects us and guards us from the drift of apathy toward you. And Lord, may we seek you in our lives, diligently because of the work of the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in your name. Why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to really help you lean into the Holy Spirit and avoid apathy.